Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Hello? You guys there? Well, I guess they're not. I don't know. Welcome to episode 54, guys. How you doing today?
I don't wanna.
Why? Is that the reason you weren't around? Is that the reason you guys left?
Everyone keeps interrupting my weekend jack-off fest, and I'm getting really tired of it.
Well, you know, you guys interrupted mine last night. Oh, last week, yeah, we're going to record. We're going to record. And then, oh, yeah, we're not recording. What the fuck?
Hey, you should be excited. We canceled, so you got some extra jack-off time, a.k.a. the only time you get off.
Hey, whatever works. Whatever works. You know, I'm married, so, you know. Muscle Daddy, have you figured that out yet, out of marriage?
What's that?
Jack-off time.
Yeah, it's called when I'm driving by myself for hours on the road. You know, if I'm by myself for hours and it's 3 a.m, yeah, I can whip it out in the truck. It's fine.
Trucker life, the best.
I feel like I get distracted and crash, though.
Oh, fuck no, dude. I'm good.
Well, you would if Muscle Daddy was the passenger.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yes, guys, welcome to episode 54. Of course, it's me. We have me, Slater, Goliath, Muscle Daddy, and Ducky.
That's right.
That's right. We're all here. But guys, do you feel the difference in the air today? Do you feel that?
I feel a little bit of a.
Yeah, it feels gayer, like a little bit of a tingling, like a buzzing sensation in your butthole.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just thought that was my butt plug.
Well, I mean, honey, have you went up in sizes yet? I know you're using the dilator system.
Do you have it set up with the Taylor Swift music? Because I have a feeling that's what you're listening to.
No, it's Party in the USA, actually.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. You know what? You know, I know someone else who owns the vibrating Taylor Swift butt plug. And that will be our guest today. Everyone, welcome to Ride This One, Brinks. Hello, Brinks.
Hello, how's everybody doing?
Welcome to your second experience on Ride This One.
This is my first experience.
No, it is your second.
Oh,
you did the live show.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Holiday World, duh.
How could I forget?
Apparently you can.
Very well, so. Easily.
If we're being technical, this is his third Ride This One experience because he did share a cabin with me and Slater.
That's very true.
Actually, technically, this is his fourth.
It's fourth.
Because he also shared a cabin.
We'll talk about that later.
We'll dive into that.
All right. Someone did. Well, yeah. It's been a long time since I've recorded with you guys, so I've forgotten about all this.
All this gay shit. I somehow doubt that completely, Goliath.
No, you're right. Once you've done, you know, as many episodes as we've done, you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah. So, how has everyone been? What's everyone been up to? How about you, Goliath? Have you done anything interesting since the last time we talked to you?
Well, you haven't talked to me in a while, so I went on a cruise, got the experience of a hurricane while at sea. That's right.
Yeah, I heard you got put on a bus and you thought you were going to find tacos and it wasn't bad at all. It was a mess.
Yeah, that's what happened, you know. But I wasn't looking for tacos in Mobile, Alabama. Yeah, they had to...
Is it true that you're actually broadcasting from Mexico City?
Hey, I wish. If I was in Mexico City, do you think I'd be recording a podcast?
I think you would be bitching that it's not Cuba.
Yeah, well, fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I did the cruise, drank a hell of a lot. That was a lot of fun. Did the unlimited drink package, good times.
Who are you, the legend?
Came back and didn't make it back to New Orleans because the boat would have overtopped the levees. That's how much I ate.
Oh my God, I think that's the first bit of honesty I've ever heard from you.
That was honest.
Hey, damn. You know, what can I say? Guy's Burger Shack and Blue Iguana Cantina, you can't go wrong with either of them.
Well, it sounds like your life's been more exciting than mine. How about you, Ducky? What you been up to?
My life has not been exciting lately either, but I am finally getting some excitement next weekend, though.
Oh yeah, what's your excitement?
I will be going to Six Flags Great America.
Ah.
Get some of that Max Force.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
It's like sex with me. Short, but sweet. And very lazy. Very lazy. Incredibly just lazy there.
I can attest to that.
Oh, bitch.
Well, then.
Just
not really.
Oh, whatever, cunt face.
You don't have to lie. It's okay.
All right, and how about you, Muscle Daddy? What you been up to?
Well, this leads into a quick new segment from Muscle Daddy. It's Muscle Daddy's Metal Minute, a.k.a. The Pit, a.k.a. Devil Horns and Drumsticks, because I went to a fucking awesome metal festival in Wisconsin, which is a hellscape of a state. I want to say that. First day we get there, it's fucking raining. Second day we get there, it's 96 with a heat index of 108. Third day, there were tornadoes. What the goddamn fuck is going on with Wisconsin?
Wow.
That sounds like Slater when he goes to Cedar Point.
Jesus fuck. But it was fucking awesome. I had a great time. If you're into rock metal at all, some bands I saw, the smaller ones that were awesome, Bad Wolves, Ice Nine Kills, who does their new album, 13 songs, 13 different horror movies. They were fucking awesome. Best show I saw all week.
Hold on. I gotta turn up my butt plug. It's getting a little bit too straight. Oh, okay. We're good.
There is nothing straight about metal. They get up in full-on makeup and black dresses, okay?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
That's fair.
And to be fair, Muscle Daddy sent me a photo while he was there, and I swear, I think my boyfriend is in one of those bands.
That was Lacuna Coil, and I swear to God, I really think that was him.
Seriously, damn. It looked like him in full-on like black and white makeup, though. So,
wow.
You know, basically how sex is when we have sex. Okay. So, I mean, it looked exactly like it.
He looked like he was enjoying life about as much as he does with you.
Oh, my God. That's okay. And I love how Muscle Daddy, though, pretends to be so metal.
I know, because
he literally texted me and asked permission to talk about something other than roller coasters. The bitch didn't assume he could just do it.
Really?
He asked permission.
Really?
So I'm glad you know your place, bitch.
Yeah, at a certain point, I just know you're going to start screaming over it like, no, no, we're not talking about it, no. And I'm just going to...
It's true.
Or, you know, we're going to have Goliath chewing and that's going to fuck everything. I don't know at this point. I'm just like, can I have my minute, please?
Can I have a moment?
A moment to talk about metal.
You know what? It would be fun for us all to get together and go to one of those metal concerts, you know, as Ride This One.
Well,
it'd
be awesome. If y'all want to come to Knoxville in November, Five Finger Death Punch is going to be here. I've already bought me and Lydia tickets.
Oh.
I don't know, guys. Are you sure we shouldn't do an ICP concert instead?
I would rather put my dick in a mousetrap.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. I don't want to be around those people.
Goliath approved?
Goliath!
Oh my god!
I'm guessing you guys aren't down with the clown.
No,
whatever.
I'll pass. But Five Finger Death Punch puts on a hell of a live show.
They were awesome.
You know what we are? We're about as exciting as In the Loop when they talk about cruises right now.
Which we did last.
I know.
I was going to say, you guys did.
You talked about cruises last episode and I missed it?
Well,
fuck.
We made fun of you for being on a cruise more.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm okay with that.
You got ripped a new asshole on the last episode.
It's a good thing that I don't listen to my own podcast.
You joked about the fact that you don't
listen. Literally,
that's
what I said. He's not going to hear this. We can say what we want.
We're laughing at you, not with you.
It's all good. I don't care.
You know, and as far as me, I have been in pain. I either have a bulged disc in like my neck or a sprained neck. I think it's a sprain though, because it's finally seems to be getting better. So it's been a constant. This is week 4 of pain, but I'm finally starting to feel better.
So Slater, you probably shouldn't go to this Five Finger Death Punch. You know, headbanging with that wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I assumed that Five Finger Death Punched was like a fisting demonstration. Is that not what it is?
It can be both.
It could be both.
It could be whatever you want it to be, huh?
Okay, because I was going to say, anyways, so we got a lot to cover. We got questions to ask this faggot over here. We also have news that we need to go over.
We do. We got news.
At first, I say we should get in some molesting Brinks. Well, I mean, I already have, but.
I mean, he's recording in your basement, I would hope.
Yes.
Yeah, unlike normal. Normally, you know, people remote in. Brinks lives in the same town as me. So he's actually sitting here. We're sharing headphones.
Just to be honest, though, you know, if he would have joined from his house, we'd probably have started earlier.
Oh, probably not. Probably not, honey. No, okay. Because he is not tech savvy. He's about as tech savvy as I was when I started, and I'm still not great.
Oh, fuck.
It's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's true.
So.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So, anyways, Brinks, so why don't you go ahead and tell people a little bit about you? What do you do? Where are you from? Even though they know that now. Stuff like that.
So. Yeah, so I am Brad. I am from mid-Missouri. Like, unlike Six Flags St. Louis, which is a roller coaster
capital.
Okay,
this isn't a goddamn, like, job interview.
Bitch.
So, what do you feel like you're going to add to the podcast, Brinks? Why do you want to be here?
I've got to get the gay ratio back to where it should be.
I just figured it needed a little bit more gay, you know. But no, I am from Missouri. Like Slater said, I'm from the same town as him. That's how we met. We actually met on Grindr.
Yes, we did. We met on Grindr.
We'll probably get into. I am currently in between jobs. I just graduated college, so I'm kind of...
Oh, did you quit at your other one?
Do what?
You quit
No,
at your
I'm still one? Doing that, just
so
like
So you're
part-time.
Saying you're in between jobs, but yeah. That you're lying. He delivers food for a living.
I do.
He's just ashamed.
I do.
Hey, I also deliver food as like a second job.
So how many times have you had a customer say, hey, can I give you this tip? It'll be just
the
tip?
That has actually never happened. But, you know, I know Slater orders a lot. So if he orders and I come to him, it might happen one day. Who knows?
All right.
Come to, on to.
It has happened to me.
Has it really?
I went to take it. I went to take it and it was not what you would expect. I went to take an order to a guy. A really shitty part of our town. He opens the door. He's not wearing a shirt. He's wearing like drag makeup, has huge long ass nails, and was wearing like a skirt. And I was like kind of taken aback. You know, I don't judge whatever, but I was taken aback that he would answer the door like that.
He's so judged.
And he invited me in to smoke after he paid for his food, and I was like, well, I'm on the job, so I'm good.
No, he
and
just wanted you to put your mouth on his other on his pipe.
Well, maybe it would have been less Probably. Creepy if he wasn't like, he puts the lotion on the skin.
Yeah.
He was not attractive whatsoever, so it kind of...
That's sad.
Made it worse, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So it has happened to me before.
Well, since being I'm from mid-Missouri, the meth capital of the world, my home park is Worlds of Fun, so...
Oh.
Congratulations, you are getting nothing this year!
You know, he is like me. He doesn't claim the park that's technically our home park, because Six Flags St. Louis is geographically closer.
Where I live, I'm technically closer to Worlds of Fun. So.
Oh, we're going to check that.
Okay.
We're going to check that.
Check it, bitch.
We will. We will. I doubt that. I doubt that 10 miles makes that much of a difference. It's like 10 miles for me, bitch. No. As far as news, there's been some, there's not a lot of news, but there's interesting news this week.
Absolutely.
So first thing is something I think Goliath is most excited for, and that is that.
A buffet?
No, actually, for once. Six Flags Over Texas is getting a power splash, it looks
yes, like. Yes, I'm so excited. Why are they not sending it to Georgia? Fuck you, Six Flags. But yes, I actually...
Wait a second. Didn't Georgia just get a new RMC?
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. What did Six Flags St. Louis get?
I don't know.
A new bench.
I don't know.
No, it's over there by Mr. Fleet.
Probably
we got
herpes.
That Wonder Woman thing.
Oh, we did.
You guys got to do the casket thing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was like you spend a certain
Like
hours
30
in a casket,
hours in a casket. Yeah. And you can get a free season pass. Oh my goodness,
a
deal.
To be fair, that's more enjoyable than a day at the park.
Stay confined for 24 hours in a casket. You know, it's definitely worth getting a pulmonary embolism to win a Six Flags season pass.
Absolutely.
A Six Flags season pass that costs you, what, $20?
What is Diamond Elite, you know, so... Jeez.
Well, you know, Goliath, if you're really jealous, you can keep doing Six Flags Eating Contest, and you'll do the casket thing, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm so excited about that.
Well, you know, it makes sense to do the Six Flags Eating Contest, because it's about the only way you're going to actually get food at Six Flags, because the lines are too damn long.
That is not fucking wrong.
It's true.
You know what? You should do it as a charity, Goliath. You should go to Six Flags, join one of these competitions, but instead being like, no, and start handing food out. So people, like, you're like, I am the Jesus of Six Flags, of fat ginger Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
That's it. So, no, I am actually excited to see that we're getting a power splash in the States. Yeah, it looked like an interesting ride.
Okay, so I'm dumb, but what is that?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so why are you on this have you ever seen like one of those, like a Schwarzkopf shuttle loop or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Take the loop out, and you've got and replace it with water. That area with water. So what happens is you go up and down, and then in the middle, after the second up or second up the back spike, they fill the center with water and it splashes.
Yeah, it fills up really fast too. It is pretty crazy how much water they can move at one time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was one of those things. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh my goodness, I want to ride one so bad.
It does look pretty sweet.
So I might actually figure out a way to get to Texas for that.
I'm excited to get one. Although, okay, so our confirmation is because somebody dug into like an international shipping forms or something saying that we have a Mac Power Splash that's getting shipped to Texas. And then there's another one saying that an Intamin ride is getting shipped to the Louisville, Kentucky area.
Hmm.
So what's going on with that?
That's something I want to talk about later, because that's a bigger story, because we have something most people haven't seen.
Yes, we do.
As far as that goes.
But we can't share.
That is true. We can't share, but I feel like we can talk about it. I'm not going to share it, but I am going to talk about it.
You're just
going to
tease.
We're going to tease.
And no, ladies and gentlemen, it is not the Slater Goliath sex tape.
God damn it.
No.
No. Definitely
why am I
not
here?
Yeah, we all know what that would look like. Goliath flailing by himself on a bed. Of course, that's assuming he's the top. Of course he's the top. Have you seen me? So, speaking of that, Brinks, top or bottom?
Bottom.
Okay, so for a while, you were saying that this new guy that you're with was making you feel like you're a top.
Yeah.
But now you're saying you're a bottom again.
Yeah, and watching me trying to top is like, it's just a disaster.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the question. Here's the thing. You've topped before and successfully come in a butthole.
That's correct.
Then you're verse.
Oh, yay. I'm verse too.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
What about you, Ducky?
Sure. Yeah.
He's a Nelly Bottom. Nelly Bottom.
Ooh. Oh my God. I don't know what a Nelly Bottom is, but...
You know... Oh, my. Girl.
I was gonna say, Ducky, I don't know either, so...
You're not really a Nelly Bottom. He's too masculine to be a Nelly Bottom.
Oh, okay.
No, it just means a feminine bottom.
And now it's time for that part of the show. The part of the show where we tell you... A word of the day.
Oh.
What is Nelly Bottom, Slater?
And Nelly Bottom is just an effeminate, super, super femmy bottom. Which...
So I'm not quite there. Almost. Nah, I'm there.
You're about two more Taylor Swift concerts away. You're getting close.
Have you seen him dressed up and with his signs for Taylor Swift?
Oh,
I don't know if
yes.
It's two.
I have seen them. I have told him I was getting concerned.
I have to be real. I cannot talk to this bitch when there's a new Taylor Swift album. Because
well, get ready, because there's
I know. I was like, it just doesn't stop.
I am all about supporting the gay community, but as a straight man, sometimes I wanted to beat your ass, Brinks.
I mean,
I'm like, God, that Tennessee is coming out in me.
He's like, when you say beat my ass,
define that. Use it in a sentence.
The rednecks with their bats beat Brinks's ass.
So, Brinks, when we were with Muscle Daddy in that cabin, did you also catch a look of that dick outline in his boxer shorts?
I did. I figured I wasn't the only one.
No. He was just waving around for everyone to see, acting like he's shy.
Right. Yeah. He's not shy.
Although, I saw him at the wedding. He's gotten fat.
I have gotten fat. Not Goliath or Slater, but... I've had back issues and I've gotten comfortable with life.
To be fair, his fat is still like our yes please daddy.
Exactly. I mean, I was getting ready to say that. Okay. Yeah.
To be fair, have you guys ever seen the show Letterkenny?
Actually, me and my boyfriend just started watching it. We're on episode 3.
Oh my!
It's really
good. It is amazing. So every time somebody says,
"It's really good," and I'm attracted to the main character.
Every time somebody says, "To be fair," I can't not think Letterkenny. If you guys haven't seen it, you got to watch it. It's hilarious.
It's so painfully Canadian. Another thing I'll suggest for people to watch, even though we don't do it, it's this show called What We Do in the Shadows. And if you're a fan of Flight of the Conchord,
oh yes,
nice.
It's by them, and it is
really
fucking hilarious. It's a movie they did in 2014. Those guys are so a lot of people haven't heard of it. Watch it, so good. Anyways, back on to theme park shit. So Kings Island is announcing on August 15th. I cannot wait to hear the groans of disappointment from Same. The Kings Island assholes.
Oh, don't you hear those a lot?
Oh, so often. So often.
What do you guys think the likelihood is that they, like, changed the layout based on people's bitching?
No way.
Or that
no,
was, like,
yeah.
a trick
Negative
the whole time.
10.
It would be too late.
Too late. Yeah. Once they start making still, it's too late.
Yeah, there's no way.
Okay, well, what about them not actually... What if that wasn't actually the real thing?
That is the only possibility, and at this point, I would be surprised, because those were official filed documents with the city.
Yeah, they're not gonna refile documents.
That they're not gonna do it. But...
I just have to look at it this way. I'm excited for something like Max Force, which is really short. This might be short, but it's still a giga. If it has good forces,
it's
fine.
Still gonna be better than Millennium Force.
I mean, could Cedar Fair have spent their money more wisely? On pretty much everything, yeah.
Yes.
Slightly, yes.
Yeah. But I think they would have done better to wait and get a larger giga, because that's one of the parks that has the space.
They have the space where I was just there like a week ago, and the land they have there is just
insane.
They could have
put that same giga at Worlds of
it's
Fun.
It's a beautiful spot, too.
Okay, brief side note. Anytime like Slater and I hang out, we geek out about like, Worlds of Fun, like, even though we know nothing is coming there.
I don't know if we geek out as much as Bitch.
Well, Bitch,
wait,
yeah.
You geek out about Worlds of Fun.
Worlds of Fun giga.
We want one.
We want one.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't
want one?
It's like
a gay man pining after a straight man.
Exactly.
Well, you guys will get one before my home park.
Well, what's your home park? Oh, Michigan's. Okay. Yeah. Well, sorry.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But you know, he complains and he has Cedar Point right by him as
That's
well
true.
So
it is only an extra hour,
yeah, so. I don't feel sorry for you, bitch. I don't So Brinks, wood or steel?
Oh, I know I'm gonna get shit for this, but steel.
Yes,
get out of here.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, Goliath, but you're a bi rider now. So
right, Goliath, don't shut the fuck up, Goliath.
Hey.
You like T3, Goliath. Get out of here.
Right, you like T3.
I like T3, yes, but I also like Rampage, which I'm gonna be riding for 8 hours next on Friday.
But you don't like Voyage.
I don't like
Get the fuck out of here.
No. Voyage is just too rough. It's just too long.
Lost my headphone. Voyage is a great roller coaster. Like, I mean, I prefer Steel, but Voyage is like, it's one of my top coasters.
I used to respect you. But that's okay. It's okay. I can respect a bi rider.
I have less respect for people that don't put their, like, a wood coaster in their top, like, five anymore.
What's your top five?
Oh, gosh. Well... You know, number one and two, I kind of go back and forth between Maverick and Steel Vengeance. That's kind of a basic bitch answer, but oh,
it's the
well.
Right answer.
We know you're a basic bitch. It's okay.
You know, yeah. number three would probably be the Voyage. It's great. Like I said, I do like Steel, but the Voyage is just like on another level. I'd probably say Outlaw Run at Silver Dollar City is definitely up there.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great one. I have yet to be to Dollywood, so I don't know how it compares to Lightning Rod.
It's
but I
worse.
Do know it works. So,
Lightning Rod is always worse.
That's what I hear.
Burn it to the fucking ground. It should be destroyed.
I think we need to make it into a butterfly sanctuary.
Let me get the credit, and then you can burn it down.
I would rather have the butterfly sanctuary.
I know.
And I would say X2 is my number five. That's a great roller coaster. I feel like it doesn't get talked about enough.
There's not enough wood in your top five. These are all respectable roller coasters. And Outlaw Run's amazing, but it is borderline. How is Voyage not in your top five, cunt face?
I said it was.
You said. You weren't listening.
It was three. He had it at three.
Okay, I respect you more. I didn't hear it somehow. I was busy sending a text message to the boys.
Yeah, you were busy sending a dick pic.
No, that's not a dick pic.
God damn.
So question. I have a question
for you guys. That's just a growth.
I have a question for you guys. You guys get together and you nerd out over Worlds of Fun.
Bitch about Worlds of Fun.
You guys excited about them clearing land for a warehouse for floats?
Okay, first of all, a parade is an exciting thing for a gay man.
That's also true. Mardi Gras parades are good for straight guys too, so I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Yes, Worlds of Fun and their Mardi Gras like titty flashing parades tradition, right, in Kansas.
It's a gay tradition,
definitely. Now here's the thing you have to keep in mind.
Worlds of Fun isn't ever getting anything.
Is that that clearing is on for the warehouse is on the other side of Mamba. Okay? That is not the only clearing that we're talking about at the park. I'm still not like, yes, something is happening. I'm going to believe it when we see full-on flags everywhere and it's like undeniable.
Yeah, because you're talking about clearings and the entire fucking state is a clearing.
Well, basically.
Pretty much.
The only thing that hasn't happened in our state that surprises me is a school shooting.
Oh, get ready for it.
Oh my God.
Speaking of which, I'm like 99% sure one of our neighbor's kids are going to be a school shooter. Not the neighbors I like, the crackheads. That kid just has the look, and that's why I'm nice to him. I'm like, hey, buddy, how's your day going?
So when he comes into the school, he'll avoid you, basically, is what you mean.
Oh, no, when he kills his parents and then heads to school, he's going to see me going out to work, and he's going to be like, hey, I'm going to be like, hey, buddy, you want a candy bar? You having a rough day? That looks like blood on you. Here's a Snickers. Don't shoot me.
My God.
Yes. Here's a Snickers. You're not really a school shooter. You're just hungry.
I could be a Snickers commercial.
You're just hungry. Oh, God, did you cut your dad's head off? Well, he deserved it. He's a prick.
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it's 28 minutes in, and I got dead children into the podcast, so we're good.
Congratulations.
Every time.
We should probably still talk to Brinks. So,
We do.
So,
well, I mean, you've been asking Brinks all these questions. You fucking know him.
Well, I do, but, you know, when I don't really ask questions of my friends. My relationships are shallow and based on money.
Okay. And you're still friends with me. What the fuck?
Well, it's from a distance.
That's true. Quote unquote friends.
I can see you from here, Goliath. I mean, it's kind of...
You just see him from here. It's a burger in one hand, you know.
All right, no. All right, Slater, if you could move one of us closer to you, you want Goliath closer or me?
I would move you inside of me.
Okay.
That is the correct
and
answer.
And then back out, and then back in again.
And then quicker and quicker.
Can we get a duplex? Is that
Well, once I get that dildo made, we can, Brinks.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of that, so that came in the mail, and just so people are wondering, that was not a joke.
No, that's true.
I did send him.
It's at my house.
A clone of Willy, the glow in the dark version.
Oh.
And it vibrates.
Oh, I didn't know it vibrates.
Yeah. You went all
out. It has
out.
A little thing you can put in it.
Ooh, and we are going to. He's going to make it.
Yep.
And we are going to auction it. And we are going to give the money to donate the money to Give Kids the World.
Hey, my dick money is helping children.
It's absolutely true. I loved it. I texted him earlier and I was like, so is Lydia actually going to let you clone your Willy? And his response had me die. He's like, It's my dick. If she wants an abortion, that's her choice. If I want to make a vibrating sex toy of my dick, that's mine.
Oh my God. I believe in equality.
Pro-choice.
Well, speaking of choices, I've got a question for you, Brinks. If you had a choice of any park that you could go to in the world, what park would you go to?
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
Worlds of Fun.
That's what he said.
There's so many parks that I haven't been to yet.
I know what your answer should be.
What should it be? It
should be Busch Gardens Lillianzburg.
So you could ride their Giga?
Fuck you, cunt face. Everyone's cunt face.
Well, but if I go to Busch Gardens Tampa, then M Squared is there.
Not Tampa.
Williamsburg, not Tampa. There is a difference. One is hot as fuck.
Trust me. One is better than the other.
Oh my God. I would actually say like Alton Towers. That park has just always like interested me.
I mean, it's a beautiful park with subpar rides. They have a good inverted coaster.
Yeah, it just always interested me.
I hope you don't value your feet.
It was full-on leg removal, Goliath.
Leg, yeah, leg, whatever.
Feet is Kentucky Kingdom. They just can't live up to the rest.
My bad. So are they getting the Intamin?
No. I can't believe that they are. Speaking of which, does everybody know where that drop tower from Kentucky Kingdom that cut the feet off the girl? Do y'all know where that went?
Oh, didn't that go to St. Louis later?
Yes, it did, and it operates to this day.
With only like three gondola or cars or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the other one is haunted by the girl's legs.
Exactly.
You're going up and you just see like the image of feet falling to the ground. And she's like, "Oh no, I'll never be a dancer."
Well, you weren't gonna be anyway, bitch.
Well, remember, guys, we had someone on this podcast earlier on the show who had met the girl that happened to. Do you all remember that?
Exactly, yeah. Wait, I was just about to bring that up. Thanks.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and she had, things have not gone well for her.
No, no.
She was in a bar and she was hitting hardcore on the dude, like in a very unattractive way.
Okay.
Kind of like, like me, like, put it in me.
Kind of, that's what I was. I had a feeling that was what it was like.
Kind of like you at the local gay bar. Oh, but to be fair, that's everybody there.
I'm not saying that I would fuck a legless woman, but if I was gonna pick one, it would be the one who got her legs cut off at Six Flags.
I mean, at least you have a cool story to tell.
I mean, she can't run away.
She cannot. Just like Oscar Pistorius down in South Africa, that is an Olympian I would try to rape.
He likes them when they can't move.
Oh,
I want to see him crawling away while I just stalk him in a shower.
Okay. All right. Clyde keeps trying to bring it up, so let's talk about it. Holiday World and this proposed Intamin that's getting shipped to the Louisville, Kentucky area.
I wasn't trying to bring it up. I was just questioning, okay?
You're just questioning.
Holiday World working with, like, potentially working with Intamin after Pilgrim's Plunge, that's like, you know, that reminds me of, like, the toxic person that, like, you keep going back to because the dick is so good, but, you know, you have to get checked for HIV afterwards or colon cancer.
Okay, we're going to have a conversation about, like, condoms after this.
Yo, Briggs, I got like four that came with that dick kit. If you want them, man, it's fine.
He got a free gift. He got like with the clone of Willie, it came with a free gift. So I guess you got condoms and really bad porn.
Yeah, and I got it's a throat numbing gel.
If you buy a full size thing of throat numbing gel, what does that say about you? Briggs, tell us.
God damn it, Slater.
So tell us about this porn, Muscle Daddy.
Yeah, I was just curious, like, what's on this shit? It's their top 60 scenes from AdamandEve.com, and it is all old, very gross porn. There was not one person in that 2.5 hour long DVD that was jack-offable to.
So we watched the whole 2.5 hours.
I need you to go take a look at that porn again, pay attention close, because I'm pretty sure you'll find the Kentucky Kingdom girl.
I'm like 90% sure that they all are Kentucky Kingdom workers.
Wow.
Probably.
Hey, I am proud of that.
Hey. Everybody skips when they're looking at porn, but you don't skip 2.5 hours. I was like, nope.
Actually, I have a wonderful porn DVD, and I'm going to... randomly, I'm not telling people when. Eventually, it's going to go out as a prize. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And in case anyone is wondering what this porn is titled, it's titled Fart Fantasies.
Oh, my God.
I gave that to my brother-in-law for as a Christmas gift, and he didn't want it.
How fucking rude.
So rude.
Well, if we're talking about, you know, fun porn that we've been around, my little sister... found in her 60-plus-year-old father's car one time a porn DVD called Fucking Midgets.
Oh, my God.
Which I've never found out if they're fucking midgets, getting fucked by midgets, two midgets are fucking, what's going on? I just want to know at this point.
What if they're just mad at midgets? What if just, like, angry jacking off to midgets? Ah, oh, fucking midgets. God damn it.
With your stubby little legs and arms, God, you think you're better than me.
Hey, why don't you follow the yellow brick road to my asshole?
Oh my God.
Pa-da-da-no.
We're not in Kansas.
What's behind the emerald curtains? My titties.
Brinks, would you fuck a midget, Brinks?
You know, I don't know. It'd probably be the midget fucking me.
I mean, they're small. It's easier to get up in there. Okay, first of all, guys, it's not midget. It's little people.
I apologize.
Because that doesn't sound demeaning as fuck.
I apologize.
Baby, the other white meat. Get in my belly.
I love that we mention Holiday World and we ignore it completely and go right to this.
Right to midgets, yeah.
I always assumed if I fucked a midget, it would kind of be like a fleshlight. They're just so small.
I mean, you're so big that it probably would be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, God. Yeah. I bet I'd feel like I had a 12-inch dick that day.
I thought that's what yours was.
No, I wish.
Oh, my lungs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Dinklage.
What the fuck is going on?
Write this one podcast.
Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared.
That's really how he died in Game of Thrones.
The untold story.
Muscle Daddy, are you saying one of the dragons was actually your dick?
God, I wish.
It breathes fire. You need to get that checked out. So anyways, back to Holiday World.
Let's eventually pivot. We might talk about them. Nah, forget it. More midgets.
So this whole thing's come out that, you know, an Intamin's getting shipped to Louisville, Kentucky. First of all, we don't have full-on real confirmation about this whole shipping shit. It's likely true, though. Here's the thing. So Louisville, Kentucky could mean two things. It's going to Holiday World or it's going to Kentucky Kingdom. I'd be shocked if it was Kentucky Kingdom.
I would be too.
I
mean, it's been about, what, 5 years since Holiday World got, like, a roller coaster?
Thunderbird was 2015. Yeah. And I know that it's done well for them. So surely it's paid off by now. So here's the thing. Holiday World swore, and I mean, I mean, we're talking personally to me, and publicly, Paula even said that they would never work with Intamin again. One, because Pilgrim's Plunge was a nightmare. Like, it broke down all the time. The customer service was terrible. They were rude to them, would just literally ignored their calls.
And that ride was how much?
It was a lot. It was not a cheap ride. Can I fill you all in on something that happened with Pilgrim's Plunge that is not a public story?
Yes, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. So what happened is Pilgrim's Plunge, it started exiting the station. I can't, well, actually, this was either at like the break towards the end, or it was as it was leaving. I can't remember which it was. But either way, it did like a stop. It stopped when it shouldn't have. And one of the processes of this ride is that it floods the channels. Well, it started flooding the channel when the thing was too low. So it began to flood over a small child.
Nice.
Over the child's head. The only reason that child is not dead, because Intamin, according to their safety specification, says, in case of emergencies, you should keep an oxygen tank.
Oh my God.
An oxygen tank.
So they literally had to get under the water and give that oxygen tank to the child for a half an hour while they got that kid out from under the water.
Oh my God.
After what? That, it closed permanently. That was the last thing to happen where they're like, we're done. This thing is dangerous.
That's fucking crazy.
This is after they'd already had so many issues with it. There should be safeties in check to keep something like that from happening. Also, maybe the height variance should be refigured if it can flood over someone's head. So, I heard about that one.
Yeah, how'd you find out about that
one? I'm not talking about how I found out about that one. So...
Now, question, Slater. I've got an email thread or a message thread with you saying you think Kentucky Kingdom is much more likely getting an Intamin. You can see him doing a 1-2 punch.
I did think that originally, but then when I started thinking about it, and their space, also what I think they'd actually spin on a new roller coaster, I don't see them doing Intamin. I think they'd be more likely to go with like something from Premiere or SNS.
So what's making Holiday World change their mind then if they were so adamant about not working?
See, that's
with them?
What I'm wondering.
Money, money, money. Okay, here's the thing.
Discount, probably.
I think Intamin, okay, they're hot again, one. All right. They're back. No one was buying them for a while.
Intamin is so hot right now.
Believe they are. The thing is, they have, I believe, new management and everything. So here's my guess.
Intamin does?
IAPA, a year or two ago, Holiday World is there. They're shopping around for a new ride, okay? And Intamin maybe approaches them, or they just kind of out of what they do, still go look, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Intamin is sorry. We want to win your business back. Here's a huge discount on something new.
We want to get back into the U.S.
They do. They want to get back in the U.S. And maybe they said, hey, we have new safety protocols. This is so much better. You know, you're not going to have to worry. Maybe they've improved. I don't know. We don't know the reliability yet of these new rides coming in, really. So we'll see. But that's my assumption. They offered a major discount and maybe assured them that it's a better product. And I don't know.
So what Intamin are we thinking is going there?
This has been such a joke for so long, but the Intamin Aquatrax.
That thing looks fucking awesome.
Now, there is one Aquatrax in existence.
Yes.
Oh, there's only one?
There's one. It's overseas.
It's in South Korea.
If you look at the POV, it is a piece of shit. It looks terrible.
It looks awful.
Mainly because I think that park, they didn't utilize what that technology could be. And also, that's before they did launches with their Aquatrax, so it was a lift hill only, so it really was not great. They also did really weird things with it, like just literally having fountains that would get the track wet for some reason.
Yeah,
it was
I watched
weird.
The video of it.
Oh,
it
that's a great
weird.
Idea.
Yeah, it was weird. The new Aquatrax, you can watch videos if you look up Intamin Aquatrax on YouTube. There's a video. It's launches where you hit various splashdowns, and then it will relaunch you, and you hit another splashdown. Could be cool. Could be interesting.
We all know Intamin launches are reliable.
And especially with water.
I top thrill dragster went down about 87 times when I was at CP.
Well, you know, hey. So here's the reason, though, that I think that this is why it's happening. We, even though I won't share it yet, I will try to get permission to share it. So if I get permission, I'll share it. But we received a photo, which is a blueprint overlay of a roller coaster with that is utilizing the Pilgrim's Plunge station.
By the way, Slater, you're talking about the photo. Someone else already shared it on Twitter.
Oh, well then.
So share away as far as I'm concerned. Twitter.
You know, I've had it for a few days. I try to
They didn't go into detail, but they just kind of shared it and was like, this looks like it's coming somewhere.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. Normally, I would be like, whatever, but this blueprint shows crossovers for the Voyage. Voyage is in there. Paths all line up. So
if it's, yeah. unless, it was the same picture you sent to us.
Right. So it looks like it's legitimate. Here's the other thing, though, I have verified as a possibility. So there's one thing that this could be not fake, but not what's happening. Because in 2017, Holiday World was working with Mack on a new water coaster for Holiday World, and it got canceled. So the only other, that is 100% verified fact from the Holiday World people, okay? So the only other possibility is that this is an old blueprint or thing that was presented to them as a possibility for the park. So, but I don't know. With the whole Intamin thing coming to Louisville, and we don't see any construction or signs of anything at Kentucky Kingdom, and also with Holiday World teasing a new attraction.
It seems pretty likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, what is it? They're teasing it according to what? What cat was it? Was it like a Jaguar? Or...
I forget now.
Yeah, I think it's a Jaguar.
It's a Jaguar. Which, by the way, if you look at like Jaguars, they are known for being water-loving cats. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
When they're fast, that could go with like a launch.
Honestly, though, at that location for the park, I think it's a brilliant addition.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That's what they need.
It is. It makes people want to go up that fucking, all the way up to that fucking, Thunderbird.
Exactly. Yeah.
No one wants to walk all that way.
And it kind of blends the world of, roller coasters / water rides. It's right there by the water park. So I think it works. I think it could work really well.
And it kind of makes sense with the teasers they've been doing.
Make sense with teasers. But we could be completely wrong. So who knows?
They could be clowning us. Who knows?
I mean, it might be a giga. You never know.
I want that to happen.
It could go down into a ravine.
Fuck you all, country.
Okay, which ravine? Where the fuck is a ravine at Holiday World that's a 400-foot ravine?
Didn't you see him digging that giant pit? and it makes sense now because they removed that water ride that was in the weird place.
Yeah, that was just the weirdest fucking location for that water ride.
Yeah, and if you look at the layout, I believe it goes right through where that would have been. So they removed that to make way for a new roller coaster that's going to use part of that land. This is all lining up pretty good, right?
And they need another like non-wooden coaster there.
It's time. Yeah. It's time. I was talking to Leah, and I'm like, come on now, when's your next roller coaster? And she looks at me and says, no time soon, and she winked, so I knew she was a fucking lying bitch.
So how does Jaguar fit in with Thanksgiving?
It doesn't. Think they're going to consider it part of... Yeah, haven't you heard of the Thanksgiving Jaguar? The Jaguar with an Indian headdress that comes and steals your children?
Oh.
They're theming it just how they did with Thunderbird. A stretch.
Right. Very much so. Very much so.
You know what? That's a hell of an idea for a children's book. I'm going to go work on that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, finally, Thanksgiving will be more interesting. Goliath, I know it's your favorite holiday, but...
Hey, you're not wrong. I love Thanksgiving.
He steals your children and your turkey. Thanksgiving is ruined.
I'm fine without a turkey. I'm more of a honey baked ham guy.
Me too.
I always have a turkey and a ham because my family is fat.
see what it is. What the best way to do is you smoke a duck on top of the turkey, and then
you're
get
wrong,
the turkey naturally duck fat basted. Best way to do turkey.
Have you ever cooked a duck with potatoes underneath and get the duck fat
yes.
potatoes under it?
Hell yeah.
Okay, now we're being fatty. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I'm a fat ass dude.
Hey, Slater, I'm assuming your mother takes care of the vegetable portion of Thanksgiving, right?
Oh. Oh, my God.
No, we just, for Christmas, we're going to cut off one of her legs and we're going to have a rack of bitch.
This meat is fatty. Well, it's your own, bitch.
You know, I will say this bitch Slater does know how to cook, though.
Of course.
He really does. We've seen him.
We also know how to suck dick. Let's talk about what we're good at.
I'm going to be better once I get that dick mold done.
You can practice.
I can practice. And it's not gay because it's mine.
Here's what's great. I love that, like, we're going to get... I want to make sure to release these Muscle Daddy dick things shortly before Hollywood Nights this next year. So when we go to Hollywood Nights, all the RTO fans are going to be walking funny, and we'll know.
Right, and we'll know. You know.
Will you sign my asshole? Yeah, I got you, man.
You mean when we go there for the meetup?
It's going to be like a herd of Nelly Bottoms just fucking around.
I'm going to start a new trend. Glitter holes. You know how they have glitter beards? Muscle Daddy could have a glitter beard on his butthole.
I absolutely could. I will ask Lydia about this for Pride next year.
Oh my God. That would be a hit if you went to Pride with a glitter hole.
It would. It would.
We still have like two big things of glitter, so I can make it work.
All right, Brinks, I'm going to ask you a question. So, this is kind of a fun one, considering we both... so if you're taking us to your home park, please don't.
I was going
to
say...
But if you are, and you're trying to get this dick, this ducky dick, this muscle daddy dick, this Goliath nub, and... where are you going to take us after for, like, food and drinks? It's going to guarantee you're going to seal the deal. Where are you going to take us?
Well, I mean, if it was you, I know I would get it either way.
Not after a park. You sweaty and gross.
So, you know...
And you're in a relationship now, so...
That's true.
And he doesn't believe in open relationships because he's a
dumbass.
Wait, a
gay guy that doesn't believe in open relationships? Does that exist?
Well, okay, no. Let me rephrase that. They only fuck other people together.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a good compromise.
Oh.
We've not...
Hey guys, look, so if you want to go on like Facebook or Twitter, look for gay coaster enthusiasts. They've probably fucked them by now.
Probably. Like the chance is like 98%.
About 98%. Now they're sluts.
So after a long day at Six Flags St. Louis.
Hey, you're at Six Flags St. Louis?
You said it was our home park.
I was making a joke. It could be wrong for fun.
Your home park is Six Flags St. Louis?
Well... So his is Six Flags St. Louis.
Mine's Silver Dollar City. I don't claim Six Flags.
Okay, you don't
claim
it. No. Okay. Well, this is the one question I didn't think about.
Where do you eat?
So, what was that one place you took us with all?
So it's gonna be somewhere I took you.
That doesn't work. I mean, it's gonna be amazing,
work.
But
you're talking about that Cajun Creole place.
Yeah, that place.
I think it's called Mud Bugs.
Mud Bugs.
Yeah, it was delicious. It's great.
Cajun in the middle of Missouri?
Yes, honey. We have some good stuff out here, believe it or not.
You know, after a long day at Six Flags St. Louis, the only thing I want is just like a bleach smoothie.
Bleach smoothie.
But, you know, I don't know. I would
put it on your asshole and drink
it. Maybe take you to Hamburger Mary's. See some drag queens. Maybe Jordan will be there with his glitter hole. You know.
You had me at drag queens.
You know, Slater knows how I love bitch drinks. He'd probably get a few bitch drinks. And, you know, by that point, you would probably have to
carry me out. Does Hamburger Mary sell anything other than bitch drinks?
Well, no.
I was going to say.
No. That's...
There's nothing worse than a gay man who's, like, getting a Bud Light.
That's like the Nelly Bottom Factory of the world.
I'm always like, you have AIDS.
So they're gonna be a little freaked out when I come in. I'm like, yeah, I want Coors Light.
Shit. They're going to be like, heterosexual. Heterosexual here.
So after hamburger-
and also that's a lie. You like bitch drinks? Don't lie.
You know he does.
Not really. I don't like sugary drinks.
So after Hamburger Mary's, we would stop by the nearest Walgreens and get some KY Fire and Ice.
Oh, so this is gonna go on like he's serious. So he's gonna explain what's gonna happen. So all right, what are our positions? So it's Goliath, Muscle Daddy, me, and Ducky.
I mean, I'm the bottom, obviously.
Okay. So let's count your holes. One.
Okay. One.
Two.
Ears, so two, three.
So guys, who's getting what ear?
I mean, the butt.
Place us. Who's going in where?
I'll take the right, I guess.
Well, Muscle Daddy is obviously going in my butt.
You know, you could do double penetration down there.
No. I've tried that once, no.
Oh, wow.
So gaping isn't your thing. Got it.
Just gonna say no. That's not happening again.
Damn, I was gonna use my normal dick and my dildo dick and see if you could figure out which was which based on feel.
Okay, well, if it's you, I could give it another chance. My last
do anything okay. for you, Muscle Daddy.
I'll try to hum so they're both vibrating.
Do oh yeah. Slater knows my last relationship before my current one. I was in.
He dated a garbage bag.
I literally did, and we tried double, and that did not work well. So
he dated a Lions fan. What?
Okay, no, he literally when I met him, and I think it was like the second time we hung out or something.
I think so. Yeah.
I knew he was dating someone, but I found out who he was dating, and it was this guy that I knew from years ago, and this was tragic. Okay, it's tragic. I have to tell this story. I,
God damn,
went to this dude's surprise when I got their trailer. So I went to this dude's trailer, and I got there. First of all, he does not look like his picture. It's just like broken out all over his face. It was a mess. He's wearing all these, like, grease-stained, like, torn-up, like, gray shorts. A white wife beater with, I shit you not, spaghetti stain. Fresh. Mm. All over the front.
It's so hot.
He's fucked up so majorly, and I do not think it was just alcohol.
Well, you're in Missouri, so I would imagine, I would think it would be meth.
It stank.
To be fair, he was not quite that bad.
It stank in the house, and then he was just like, yeah, let's fuck. And I'm like, let's never. I left. And that's who he was dating when we met.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Way to choose him, Brinks.
Not my proudest moment. I mean, I got a good one now, though. So
he does. He has a coaster enthusiast.
Yeah.
He does.
I could never date a non-coaster enthusiast.
So they can both jack off to Top Thrill Dragster together.
Exactly. He is a Cedar Point fanboy. So
good choice.
Good choice. Good choice. Yeah. Oh, no. No, Ducky. No. No.
God damn it, you got me distracted about my plans to get that dick.
Mm-hmm.
What was I
going
to say?
So, you're choosing who's going in what hole. So Muscle Daddy's going in your butt.
Yeah. So after we lube it up with the KY Fire and Ice, you know, get the tingling sensation.
Muscle Daddy
going.
Refuses to use lube.
God damn it.
They'll only spit on your hole.
Spit on it. My spit's good enough for you.
He can use his, he can use whatever. It's like, put it in me.
Or he's happy to use your blood.
Oh, Jesus.
So Goliath would get the right ear, Ducky would get the left ear.
Oh, so I get your mouth?
You get my mouth.
Finally, he'll shut up.
Oh, well, good. Brinks will still be able to hear out of that right ear.
I guess M squared could get...
Wait, why is M squared in this?
Yeah, where did M squared...
We've got to put M squared in here,
okay,
right?
So M squared's getting where?
The belly button.
A nostril, I guess.
Do have two hands, so you could be jerking from
your
Yeah,
that's true.
So left hand M squared?
Yeah.
So who's in your right hand?
We could do my fiancé.
Well, I guess from what I hear, he has to be part of it. That's why he added M squared.
That's true. You only fuck together.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm going to have my boyfriend draw this up. He's a talented artist.
Wait,
he
is a very talented artist.
He is. Really is.
I don't know how he's going to feel about drawing this one. So, guys, we're going to need... he wants to be accurate, so I need photos.
Right.
I need your best... Oh, face where like, oh my God, how did I end up in this face?
I mean, I'll be in my natural habitat, but for everybody else, all
right,
just...
right. They're a little bit nervous.
I'm going to give you a good oh face with my thumbs up because I think I'd be into this. We'd all be having a good time.
Going... And in the picture, I'm going to have Lydia standing in the background looking really just harumphed about it. Just
And, you know, this could be going on at the World of Fun Cabins. You know, it could happen at the Red Roof
Wait,
Inn.
There's cabin- the Red cabins Roof Inn.
The Red
Roof. You know what? It's funny. People confuse Goliath for a hotel, a Red Roof Inn, all the time.
Oh. God damn.
That's not true. He has no hair.
God made so few perfect heads, the rest he covered with hair.
I am such a dick.
Well, that was fun.
Ghostbusters is coming to Hollywood Horror Nights.
But not the good version.
So are the chicks in it?
No, it's not the girl version. It's not the girl version.
Oh. I thought I read it was the girl.
No, okay. No, that's what people are scared of. It's
thank
the classic.
Fucking God. Thank God.
Yeah, because it's 2019 fuck women, right?
Well, just I wouldn't care if they didn't make it such a bad movie.
I disagree. It was not a great movie. It could have been better, but I don't blame any of the actors. I thought their casting was great.
I thought it was fine.
Although I'm not gonna lie, I'm excited as fuck for the new one.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, you can do anything you put your mind to, except be a Ghostbuster or president. Just remember that.
You can even you can be even be Ariel from the Little Mermaid.
No.
We said no, we're not Goliath, doing
shut
this.
The fuck up.
I'm not. I just made that reference and we're leaving. Moving on. You guys, anyway.
If you want to do that story, you goes to Fox News.
I got to tell a quick story about that. When Dan and I were at Cedar Point the other week, we were in line for Raptor and we heard this girl
I'm
in
sorry.
Front. Yeah, that's a shit fucking ride.
Like I know.
But we were... That's true. We were in line for Raptor, and this girl in front of us was, like, talking to her friend about, like, why do they have to make Ariel black? Like, why does everything have to be so diverse? And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Smack. Why does everything have to be so diverse? Ugh. You know, that's a problem in the gay community.
Like, so I now hear she has a position in the Trump administration.
You know what? I would love to be Trump's PR person. I'm a great liar. I would do a wonderful job.
Like, no, the storms in Puerto Rico actually blew things back together.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Right. Of course.
Listen, the Puerto Rico, we didn't have to worry about them. They're Mexican. They're good at rebuilding things.
So are they the ones that's going to be putting up the wall?
I'm like, we're not doing the racist story. And I'm like, racist joke.
Not saying you're racist, but you sound like a racist.
No, he's like not racist. One. He's not racist. He hates everyone equally.
God,
that's not true at all. I do not hate everyone equally at all. As far as like the host of Ride This One, I can put you all in a clear defined list.
I think he does hate Rob Alvey, though.
I don't hate Rob Alvey. I'm just sad for him. Which, by the way, apparently, according to Rob Alvey, earthquakes ain't shit.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Earthquakes ain't falls shit. Down and fucking causes them. Big fat bitch.
So instead of the Richter scale, it needs to be the Alvey scale. Like, there's like loop de loop is like the worst earthquake there can be. And like, it's like...
Somebody let that man put their dick inside of them.
Not me.
And reproduce.
Wow. Let me tell you, people, this is why we need to have abortion clinics.
Thank you.
You know, I've always said we need a new plague, so.
Oh, my God. So someone want to explain exactly what Rob Alvey said?
I'm out of the loop on this one.
So am I.
Does anyone know, or am I the only one who knows?
We're not in
Slater,
the
I try to not acknowledge him as a fucking mammal.
He's a lizard person.
He is a lizard person who discovered Popeyes.
Oh my God.
He goes to Islands of Adventure and rides their Popeyes water ride all the time. Every time he leaves disappointed.
He's like, where's the fucking biscuit?
Where's the chicken?
You know what? Rob Alvey can just eat a Popeye's biscuit with no water and die, as far as I'm concerned.
Don't waste those biscuits on his ass. Them biscuits delicious.
Popeye's is good.
Oh, it is delicious.
Those biscuits are not good, bitch. Those biscuits are not good.
Oh, go fuck.
That's like when white people go to Chick-fil-A.
Everyone know the best chain biscuits are Red Lobster's cheddar biscuits.
Okay, that's true. But yeah.
Oh, hell yes. My fiance brings those home all the time.
If
those
are talking different. Like actual biscuits, best chain biscuits, Bojangles.
No, Red Lobster.
You know, I've never had Bojangles.
Yeah, Bojangles are pretty good. Especially that cheddar biscuit. Oh, that cheddar biscuit's so good.
Okay.
No, but people saying like Popeye's biscuits are good, that's like saying Chick-fil-A has good chicken. Like it's
Well, it's been nice having you on Brinks.
Goliath, you have no power.
Brinks,
here.
Don't you be shit talking my hate chicken.
That's right.
That's what I gotta eat before I scream Bible verses at you.
Exactly.
So anyways, as far as what happened with this Rob Alvey thing, let me explain that real quick. So someone posted something on Twitter just generally about how scary the earthquakes were in California. And then, of course, Rob Alvey decided that that offended him somehow. Oh, and basically was like, earthquakes aren't shit. They're not scary. We get hurricanes. That shit's scary. Like, just lost his fucking mind for no reason.
He's a moron.
He is crazy. And I did not... I don't.
Isn't he the one that lost it over the peanut butter shakes? Or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He lost it over many things. But we won't devote any more time to that. All right. You know, I think it's time for that time. Goliath, ask Brinks the question.
The question. He's like, man, I've been testing. You know, I've been thinking about this for a long time. So, Brinks, you know it's that time.
It is that time.
What if you're going to have sexual relations on a theme park ride? What ride would it be and how would you do it? Tell us your coaster sutra.
And remember, it needs a title.
Oh, it needs a title.
It needs a title. So be thinking about that while you describe it.
Okay. Well, let me just pivot a little bit. So
is that the name of it?
Could be. So everybody knows there's a fun little theme park called Nickelodeon Universe at the Mall of America, right?
Okay.
Well, yes. So my fiance works there. I guess the world knows that now, but whatever. So they have a Boo Blasters ride there, which is like a Sally Dark ride. So there's nobody ever fucking there, right? So first, that's good. So he works there, so we could just have the place to ourselves, basically. So you start out, you know... Those restraints are pretty loose, and we'd probably just go at it during that dark ride. I mean, there's really nothing going on. You know, you'd have some entertainment, ghosts yelling at you.
So it's the booty blaster.
That could be it.
So you thought about it for a long time, and that's what you came up with.
I wasn't finished, bitch.
Okay. I was like, God damn.
You know, if you can't get your dick hard, it becomes the boo-hoo blasters.
But you know, there are cameras in that ride that you can watch everybody, so we'd be giving people a free show, you know.
Oh well, I think I would change the channel based on how this sounds. You're giving me nothing.
Next.
So I would probably get on top because, you know, I'm always the bottom. You could role play a little bit, you know.
Integrate the guns in there. You can, you know,
Exactly.
Let me get those ghosts out of your ass.
Exactly. That was my point. And you know, you could finish by, like, you know, he would probably blast some ghosts into me, him being my fiance, that is.
You could make it a game where you have the gun and you're only allowed to shoot when he's thrusting in.
Yeah. So just every time he just thrusts it in, I just bam, bam.
No. You got to go pew, pew.
Like the pew, gun. Pew. I imagine you'd be like, hit that target, daddy.
And then by the end of the ride, you know, we both came and everything. We get dressed in time for the ride to be over, and that's it. We come out with, you know, looking crazy.
And then when people are like, what's this all over the seats? Ectoplasm. There was a ghost. It was a scary ghost.
I had an ectoplasm fart.
Oh, God.
Oh, so, Breeze, are you the perv? You have to answer if you are.
Am I the perv, but, like, in what context?
Oh, you haven't listened to that episode. Do you like walking around a theme park with your man's load up inside of you?
It's happened at Holiday World at Hollywood Nights.
Jesus Christ, Brinks, that's a family place.
That's the Mike Pence theme.
Not on Hollywood Nights, it's not.
Hey, listen. Technically, there were possible babies up inside of him. It's a family park. You know, that's one thing in porn I just can't get into. It's the cream pie thing. The whole, like, guys farting out the cum. I'm sorry. Too much for me. I just can't get into that. It's not hot.
I get that, yeah. I mean, it is hot when it comes out, but, you know.
Oh, Lord. But you always know how clean someone is at that point.
Yeah, if you don't know before, you know then. Yeah.
Oh, would you can that for me and please tell me my screen ain't broken?
You're good. Slater dropped his brain.
I'll mention that. That's another thing I've been up to. Literally yesterday, my fucking phone just died. Like, just stopped working.
Damn.
So that was annoying. Mind you, I've had my phone for over 3 years. It was a 6S Plus.
Okay.
So I had to go get a new phone. It is such, thank God I had stuff backed up, over 7,000 photos. All dick pics.
All dick pics, yeah.
All of about Ducky. 6,000. All of Ducky's hole and dick. And it's very prolific in porn. But yeah. Speaking of things, though, that are really disappointing.
Are you talking about Primeval World?
I was going to say Candemonium, but both are true. So let's do Primeval World. I guess it is down for some reason.
Yeah, they haven't told us what the issue is. And so, you know, of course, the nerds out there are trying to figure out what's going on with it and stuff. And
yeah, I watched a video the other day that was just like, it's because their contract for the name is running out. And I was just like, motherfucker, they own that one. ain't nothing running out on that.
Who the fuck else is going to name a ride Primeval World?
Holiday Worldwood.
I was going to say Holiday World.
Yeah, that's a Holly World. Yeah.
They have something called the Turkey Whirl. I mean, come on.
You're not wrong.
Weirder so, shit has happened.
You know, there are heavy rumors so that whole area is going to be getting a retheme. I am game for that.
Me too.
Right now, the current rumor is that's going to become Zootopia.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
And here's the thing.
They could sell those shitty wild mouse coasters to someone.
Oh, they're not going to sell them. You know where they'll go? They'll move them to Pixar Pier.
Yeah, yeah. Making it feel like the West Coast version of Fun Spot.
Yeah. But I actually think that's very possible. I have a feeling they're closed because of a mechanical issue. Maybe they're waiting for a part. I don't think it's because of this.
I love how Screamscape said, yeah, they were wondering if it's because of the kid that had an issue at Lightwater Valley.
You're right. That's very, very, very possible. Is it the same manufacturer?
I doubt it. I was looking at that.
I mean, and it's going to be interesting because D23 is coming up at the end of next month. Their park announcements, I believe, are on the 25th or the 26th. And I think we're going to have a lot of really interesting Disney announcements this year. And now with Universal announcing their new park, most likely, here this next week, I think that we might get a tease from Disney, the fact that they're working on a new park. I don't think we'll get details, but they might tease that, you know, something might be coming in the future.
Just the tip.
Yeah, it is. It is the same manufacturer.
That's why it's closed. That's why. Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Absolutely.
Sure. So there you are. But here's the thing: Disney nerds, they don't know that shit. So of course they're like, something's coming. But that's
have you ever listened to Disney nerds try to talk about roller coasters? It makes you want to put your face through a window.
It is painful. It's like watching the trackers try to cook.
Is
this a bell pepper? That's a potato, bitch. I literally can't. Anytime they're cooking, I have to turn it off.
I'm not allowed to talk badly about them. Lydia will be mad at me.
I don't even hate their videos. I'm like even happy for her that she's having a baby, but like,
you just can't do the cooking.
I just can't watch those cooking videos. I just want to. I mean, how do you fuck up those, like, meal packets that they sent you? I feel like they'd put a Tostino's pizza in the oven upside down.
Wow.
So
Lydia's glaring at me. I can't be part of this conversation. She loves the trackers.
I love the trackers as well, but the cookie drives me
nuts. They need to learn what they can do.
Let me ask her opinion real quick. Lydia, do you have any problems with the trackers cooking on their videos?
No, I think it's cute.
She says no, she thinks it's cute. We think it... Yeah, Slater says they're shitty at it.
They're doing the best they can.
You know what? It's cute in the way that, you know, women having jobs is cute.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Or like the woman running for president. You know,
oh, that's adorable.
It's so cute.
I love there's one person who's like, listening is like, fuck yeah. Like they think we're serious.
Straight we're pride.
Totally. Totally,
yeah. So cereal.
So cereal. So I'm getting a clue.
Other bit of news. Obviously, we mentioned it slightly, but yeah, Universal, I believe, is going to be announcing this next Thursday. So this coming Thursday, they have a big announcement, and they're not just doing it in small. They're doing it in like a whole big like stadium or something.
Oh, they're doing
it. Or it's like a really big theater. So it's like they're inviting a huge amount of press.
They're doing it at the convention center, I believe.
That's it. Oh, wow. So it's a very large space. So
it's going to be a big, whatever
it is. It's going to be a big announcement. Be prepared for disappointment.
well, yeah.
Here's what I am predicting is going to happen. They are going to announce the park. The only details we're going to get is we're not going to get an opening date. We're not getting details other than the name and them confirming that they're building it.
Well, duh.
And it'll be like more details to come.
So kind of like Hershey Park in Candemonium. Yeah.
We might find out what lands there's going to be. So it'll be like, you know, Nintendo, this and that. But beyond that, no ride details. I don't think they're going to give us a year for when it's open or anything like that. But I think they're just going to admit it, basically.
I mean, you all know that this is happening. So we're going to tell you what's happening.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, it's good to see. But that also means, you know, more announcements are going to start ramping up. And stuff. So that's exciting.
Well, you know, at least, you know, they'll be honest about it, hopefully.
I'm just excited because I think that's the announcement is going to light a fire under Disney's ass. Disney needs another park. With their attendance and the amount of fucking hotels they're building, they need another park. And it's the only way they're going to continue to grow and make money is to add another park. So we'll see.
Not like they're making money already, but
speaking of Disney, my favorite story of the week is this ride op who got punched at the Tower of Terror.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
What?
You know what? I would love to see Disney. They should buy Lionsgate and they should retheme that to Saw. Actually, could you imagine Disney doing theming and doing like a Saw ride? It could be amazing, but they will never do it.
Never, never.
But it would be amazing.
I want to play a game.
But no, so what happened is there's two FastPass sections for Tower of Terror. So one there towards the beginning of the line, when you're first getting into line. And then there is another one that is right as you're about to, shortly before you get into the pre-show room.
Yeah, at the merge point.
So the person, I guess, just walked through. It was a whole family. It wasn't just one person. It was a whole family. It was a bunch of people. Just walked through the fast pass thing to start.
Like without fast pass?
Yeah, without fast passes. They got to the merch point, and I guess, you know, their fast pass ended, but they walked through again, I guess, despite there being a person there to check it. And they even got into the pre-show room, and the person's like, hey, no, you don't have fast passes, you know, and they're like, yes, we do. They were fighting whether we have fast passes. They're like, well, you know, come back with me. We can figure that out. And then they refused. Disney
cast members will just give you that fast pass.
Most of the time, just to prevent issues.
As long as you're not a dick.
Yeah, but then the people are, they're refusing. They're refusing to do it. And then there is a board there, which I believe controls just the showroom. Mm-hmm. So basically like open, closed doors, lights on, off, start show, stop, emergency stop, stuff like that.
Right.
The person just starts randomly hitting stuff. This lady starts randomly hitting stuff on the board.
Oh my goodness.
On this control panel. Oh, and the lady tells her, please stop. And the lady was like, fuck you, no, I'm not going to stop. And she keeps doing it. And so the cast member takes her hand carefully. This is all on camera, by the way. There is it hasn't been released publicly, but the police have seen it. Yeah. And they released a statement. So, and the cast member takes her hand and gently pushes the lady's hand away. And the person was like, no, fuck you, bitch, and full-on punches the lady in the face.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Now, Disney did not take too kindly to that. They have banned them for life.
Okay, apparently. Good.
But I don't know why I love this story so much. I just imagine this, like, 23-year-old, like, girl who's, like, at the end of her college program is just like... But I'm pretty. Oh, I came here to be a fucking princess. Well, you can't be a princess, bitch. You're too fat.
Yeah, I was about to say, this bitch is from Chicago. And by the way, actually, let me change that. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman is a cunt. This cunt from Chicago.
She is a cunt from Chicago.
God damn it. Families at theme parks are the worst.
You know, and you know what else people hate? They hate Brazilian tourists. I've never had an issue with Brazilian tourists. Has anyone had an issue with Brazilian tourists?
Not personally, no.
It is a stereotype of Brazilian tourists being an issue.
Yeah, well, that's
down there that go to the parks every day. We don't get to experience the Brazilian tourists.
Mm. Also, have you all seen this story? It's an old story, but it got brought back up and went viral again recently of this lady freaking out about childless millennials at Disney.
Yeah.
Yes,
I saw that. That was the stupidest shit I've seen.
All right, first of all, that's old. I saw that the first time about a year and a half ago.
I know, it's old. It's really old.
But it was fun to read again.
It was, like, and realize that I'm not a millennial, so I can continue to go to Disney World without kids. Ha.
My fiance has worked at like several theme parks and stuff, and it's just like, you know, people think they're entitled because they let a man come inside them.
It's true.
Like, if that's the case, then I should get, like, free fast lane.
Listen, if I got free skip the line shit, I would let a man come in me.
I should get, like, VIP everything.
Shit, I got season passes for life.
I got Disney passes for life.
Jesus. Listen, it's not my fault I can't have children. I used to, like, sympathize with the trackers, and now I'm jealous.
It's not God's plan. No.
It's all right, Slater. You just keep trying.
I am. Do you want to be a donor, Muscle Daddy?
We'll see how it goes. I got hit in the balls a lot in high school because, you know, straight guys are dumb as fuck.
Here's the thing. Clone your Willy and then send me a turkey baster.
Okay. Do you want me to freeze it first?
Well, you know, I don't really want to put an ice cube up me. Not again.
We tried that once. It was
We did? I don't remember that.
Well, you were asleep. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. I see. All right, moving on from Disney.
God damn, this is gonna be like a 3-hour
podcast. It's not as long as you think.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It always feels so much longer. So they released a not a POV, but they officially announced Candymonium.
God, what a fucking awful name.
Candymonium.
And I love Coaster Radio. They're like, it's Candymonium.
It's okay. You know, EB, I'm just going to say EB can pronounce it however he wants.
Do you think EB would clone his Willy for us?
I hope.
Do you realize how much money we would make give kids the world? If
I will back up my money truck. Okay.
I will sell my kidney.
So EB, if you're listening, you know, let us know.
Although you know that he's not very trim down there, so
that's fine.
I'm just saying it's gonna be painful. You do understand, Muscle Daddy? You're gonna have to like trim down there. Very
oh
close.
Fuck yeah! I'm way ahead of you. I got.
By
it.
The way, you can't like do that by yourself. Everyone says you need help to do it. So like Lydia's gonna have to help you.
See, I don't like when there's like no hair down there. It's like a naked...
well, no, but like to do the clone of Willy. Otherwise, yeah, the silicone's okay. Gonna like take it off for
when
you.
When a guy like takes it out and is like clean shaven, it's like a little naked mole rat. It's
yeah,
like,
you what... hear that, Delaney?
It's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Like Delaney's listening.
Oh, this bitch still listens. I talk to Delaney all the time.
Yeah, Delaney's cool.
He is listening. Fuck you.
Only person who doesn't like Delaney is Muscle Daddy, and that's they need true. To be friends, and they need to make up, but they have their
they
own.
Need to have makeup.
I don't have, a, have, I don't have a problem with Delaney. We all know who my problem's with. Fuck you, Goliath.
I know, but intern's not with us anymore.
Muscle Daddy wants to beat my ass.
You wish Muscle Daddy wanted to beat your ass.
No. Brinks, you're just like a little, like a fluffy little dog. You're not my cup of tea, but I wouldn't kick you.
So, Brinks, tell us, do you have... How did you get in the hobby? We haven't asked you. How did you become a coaster enthusiast? So, and let's be honest, we know I got you back into it.
That's true. I thought about that, but I'll get into that. I've always been in, like, to roller coasters ever since I was, like... I think I was, like, 3 or 4 when I rode my first one.
Dick or ride?
Well, his right, uncle actually. Was there, so, you know.
Okay. I was a little bit older when I rode my first dick, but just a little.
Like 2 or 3 years? Because that's still molestation.
But I was as a kid, I was like never afraid to go on the rides. Like I was the kid that was like got mad because I wasn't tall enough. My first like big park was Six Flags St. Louis. My first big roller coaster was the Mamba, actually. So I don't know. I've just always enjoyed roller coasters. I played like Roller Coaster Tycoon as a kid all the time. You know, I kind of come from a humble background, so we didn't always have the money to like go to all these parks. But now, you know, once I got my own job, I started traveling more. I met Slater on Grindr. He got me back into the hobby. And since then, I've been to like tons of new parks and like have like tripled my credit count at this point.
So yeah. is there a park that you like you would love to go to?
Yeah, well, like I think I said it earlier. I would go to Alton Towers, like as far as an overseas.
But what
park.
About U.S.? Where would you go?
Yeah, U.S. I would probably
Busch Gardens, Williams Park. You have no idea how good it is.
Yeah, no, I mean definitely. I would. I also really want to get to Carowinds, like, because I hear so many good things about Fury, and they've got Copperhead Strike.
And we have an announcement date for Busch Gardens Williamsburg for their coaster. I think it's like the 15th or 16th of August. Holiday World is announcing on the 6th.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming.
Like, there's a bunch coming. Silver Dollar City is announcing on the 13th or 14th. Man, it's the 16th as well.
Yeah.
And that's like National Roller Coaster Day. A lot of places are going to announce.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. There's a bunch of announcements coming. It's like over the next couple of episodes, it's going to be fun.
Speaking of Holiday World, my first like enthusiast event, I guess, which was like my
Hollywood Nights. Not this year, but last year.
That was my cherry being popped.
Yeah,
in
he went there
community.
And it's just like he was going to be turning 21 like 2 days later. Like,
and
he was like 2 days.
We like lied to everybody.
I lied to everyone.
Lied to Chris Rankin.
So he could have
Kevin.
A beer.
Wow!
I just admitted to a felony, so
that's okay. None of the no police listen to our podcast.
I've admitted to many felonies.
Yeah,
to be
exactly.
On the show,
like a
like,
lot worse. Ones.
Like I admitted to running drugs across state lines. Yeah. So it's like,
but
not
I know,
anymore.
I know we don't get serious on the show a lot. You know, besides when Slater thinks he has colon cancer.
Well, you know.
But
lately, it's been the fear of a brain tumor.
I mean,
I don't have a brain tumor.
I mean, listening to Goliath talk could give you brain tumors. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Brinks, when Slater dies and Goliath succumbs to morbid obesity, you want to be the third man on the show?
I would love to.
There you go, folks. That's what you got to look forward to in 2020.
At least there's someone who's faggoty enough.
Yeah.
That is exactly why I picked him. And, hell, he's in Missouri.
But anyway, Slater, like, he's gotten me back into this hobby, and I've enjoyed it so much. I've met so many cool people, and Slater doesn't let me forget this, but I would not have met my current fiance if I had not met Slater, and he hadn't got me into, like, the coaster community.
It is true. So I'm responsible
true.
For all good things that happen.
True.
Now, The thing is, I think the biggest thing is really introducing you like to the Slack crew.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, meeting Slack. A lot of people may not know, but Slack crew, it's like my core group of friends. Mm-hmm. Every single person here on the show is part of Slack, yeah. Even though a lot of them aren't as active on it as they should be, Muscle Daddy and Ducky.
I got things to do.
Oh, no, you don't. The only thing you have to do right now is clone your dick.
I'm not going to lie. I don't have a
that
great
takes
excuse.
Time. Listen, not every erection is perfect, and I need a perfect erection if I'm gonna fucking make a clone.
That is true. You have to be, like, really hard, and I guess that free porn you got's not gonna work.
Not gonna work.
You have to be hard for, like, 3 hours.
Ducky, send him some hole pics.
I'm on it.
All right.
You have to be hard for 3 hours and 59
Ducky,
minutes. You know, once
Ducky, do you have a hairy hole?
Oh, my God.
It's a hard area to shave, man.
See,
well, no one's taking a razor down there.
I'd be afraid to shave.
You gotta wax that shit.
Ow. Ow is all I have to say.
Ow. I used to just yank the hairs out, but I gave up on that.
Ow.
Pluck them one
so
by
has
one.
Has anybody here bleached their asshole?
I have not.
No.
I can't say that I have.
Okay. So we're not that gay. We're not like in the loop gay. Speaking of in the loop. our next guest here on our next episode, Drew the Intern's coming back on. So he's got some fun stories he's going to share with us. I know that's super excited. Remember how when we're like nervous about someone like that coming on the show?
Now you're just like, fuck it.
No, I'm like, eh, he'll do.
Kind of like kind of like when I was like nervous to bottom at first, but now it's just like, you know.
You're always
it's
ready.
It's an open invitation.
You're a loose, loose bitch. Fall in on accident.
I was really nervous when we were going to be talking to that Meow Wolf.
Fuck
guy.
Meow Wolf.
Yeah, that happened.
But then he backed out.
You know what? Yeah, fuck Meow Wolf. I literally don't give a fuck about their shit. And I'm glad. I'm glad they're shutting down Elitch Garden, so their ride has to be shut down.
That's
fuck
right.
Fuck you, Meow Wolf.
You know, I gotta ask. Could all my talk about dead children have contributed to him not coming on the podcast?
I don't know. Even so, he needs to stop being a pussy bitch, or at least be honest. At least tell us. Don't ghost us. Don't cancel
that was a problem,
20 minutes
you know?
Before you're supposed to record.
Exactly. If you're going to record with us, fucking record with us, or you know, say sorry, I don't want to record with you.
Just and you know what? Know. And I'll respect that. I just don't like pussies. I do not like pussy. If you want to be like, listen, I have a business. We have to worry about how things appear. I'm going to be like, all right, that's cool.
That's totally understandable. But, you know.
We have several GMs of parks who listen to our show. We have owners of parks who listen to our show. People who are high up in the issue who listen to our show and love our show.
Does Tony Clark listen?
Apparently no one connected to Dollywood or they would fix their shit. Hire me.
I think it's to spite us now. But the thing is, do you know how many messages I get that like, I love your show, but I can't admit that I listen to it. Like I have to like be quiet that I'm a fan. And I'm fine. I'm fine to be that weird back alley podcast. Who knew that are the delicate sensibilities of this hobby?
Oh, good.
I'm just like, Jesus Christ. You know, even Catholic priests are less prude.
Right. Like, you know, racists used to have to be like that, but now it's just like in the open. Yeah.
You know, like that lady in the Carolinas. Exactly. They forced her to call them the N-word. They forced her.
They forced her.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
It's so nice to live in the South where, you know, you're expected to be racist. People get very thrown off all the time when they'll come up and they'll start talking to me and be like, yeah, we need to kill all those fucking liberals. And I'm like, hi, I voted Democrat.
Awkward.
I know I'm a large tattooed man, but I'm actually not racist. Don't let the Alabama hat fool you.
Oh my God.
Oh, we never talked about this story from LaRonde. So LaRonde is removing something for possibly Green Lantern.
Yeah, they're removing Super Menage, which is their they're considering closing down the Vekoma Corkscrew coaster at the end of the summer season.
So they're gonna remove a shitty Corkscrew coaster to put in a really shitty Intamin coaster?
That's exactly it.
This will make me so happy if that happens. I still think Green Lantern's going to Frontier City.
What's the ride called they're removing? Super Menage?
Yeah, Super Menage.
Is that like the final boss?
That sounds like the name of a Christina Aguilera album.
Is that like the final boss at a Nicki Minaj concert?
Super Menage.
Super Menage.
Super Menage.
Menage. That was gay as fuck.
That was about the gayest thing I've ever seen you do.
Oh my God. Okay. Ugh. Oh my gosh. LaRonde. It's such a... I love their roller coaster painted like Superman themed to Goliath.
Right.
Yeah. It's special.
Oh, it's the best. It makes me so happy. But you know what? Guys, this has been a great episode.
It has.
It's been fun.
But we have got to get the fuck out of here. But before we do, we have to do our final thoughts. And as is tradition, we always start with our guest. So, Brinks, tell us, what is your final thought?
Well, this was fun being on with you guys. I did not know... Well, I knew what I was getting myself into.
He's been down there before.
I've been down there before. Final thoughts?
Someone's not ready.
I was not ready.
We'll just call you Gare Bear. It's all good.
Hashtag Kiga 2020. I don't know.
Hashtag Giga 2020.
And Taylor Bybee, you need to come on the show.
Oh, speaking of Taylor.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I forgot to say Taylor Bybee when we were like talking about who's going in what hole. I don't think we picked the left nostril. Taylor Bybee would go in the left nostril just so I would have like a story to tell.
Just so
he
would have a story to tell. Yeah. I bet that's his fetish, nostril.
Probably.
Picking. There's no way that kid's not gay. That's right. I don't care if you're listening.
Come on the show and defend yourself, you little bitch.
Yeah, if you don't like a penis up in your little tight hole, because I'm sure it's, well, I don't know, that guy he's hanging out with might have a decent dick. Yeah. I don't know, it could be a pencil dick, you never know. Even so, though, if you want to defend your apparently tight hole because you're apparently straight, come on our show, or at least do a voicemail.
So that is my final thought, Taylor Bybee, come on here. It'd be hilarious.
Goliath, what's your final thought?
I want to go to space camp. Yesterday, I was in Huntsville, Alabama at National Rocket Center. I was like, damn, I want to go to space camp.
He wants to go to space camp.
Yes, I'm going to go to space camp.
Hey, I'm a pretty big space nerd, too, so I respect that.
I watch every Nova space special that comes out.
It was cool.
You're not going to work at the space camp? Like, I figured they would put you as, like, the, you know, representation of Mars.
Like, every, like, kid from our generation dreamed of going to space camp when we were little. The only difference was I was hoping my counselor would molest me.
God damn.
What's it like to get a weightless hand job?
Pretty much the same.
you know, when I was in band this camp.
No, go ahead. I'm interested now. Go ahead.
You heard the word band camp, so you're interested. Going along with Slater, like he hoped he would get molested. One time we had a really hot student teacher during band camp, and I wanted to get molested.
Yeah, he went to band camp. Well, he went to band at his school, and immediately music teacher's like, the only instrument you're playing, bitch, is dick.
I was actually very good at the clarinet. Thank you very much.
The skin flute.
Well, I mean, he is good at tonguing wood. So,
well, that's just crude. We are above that.
Muscle Daddy, what are your final thoughts?
If you like lettuce, you can go fuck yourself. Ducky, what are your final thoughts?
I actually like a good salad every once in a while. Thank you very much.
If you eat a salad, you're going to die. You need nutrients, Ducky.
Ducky, you like your salad tossed. I think you forgot how
that
to...
That is true. There's no way that boy does not like his asshole.
That is one thing I have yet to experience.
Oh, my God, Ducky.
So where does everybody stand on the asshole licking?
I'm going to be honest. That's like one of my favorite things.
When you get some Catalina dressing on it, just... You know,
I don't want any dressing on my butthole. Nothing.
I thought we were talking about salad. God damn, where's your head at?
In someone's butthole.
Well, what about you, Slater? What are your final thoughts?
Final thought is actually, you know, Brinks, I'm glad I met you. But now that I know that you've been invited to replace me, I need to make sure you die before me. So, do you want a coffee after this?
I can't tell if he's going to poison you or if that's rape you to death. I'm not sure.
You know. I'd be like, you're going to die in 20 minutes. What's your dying wish?
He's going to Cosby me.
Cosby you. No, I want you to suffer.
God damn.
He wants to watch you suffer.
Oh, J-E-L-L. Oh, no!
This might be the thing that gets me that perfect erection.
You know, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, you need to go to a doctor.
If it lasts more than 4 hours, I'd jerk it off again.
Gosh, if I'm still hard, I'm going to keep going as long as it'll let me. It's the one thing I am jealous of women, and there are multiple orgasms, but I get nothing done.
By the end of it, it's going to look like a jerky stick.
I mean, we all know that we feel like we're like horny and everything is like hot, and then all of a sudden like we finish and we're like, we are disgusting individuals. Right. Like, we are disgusting.
You come back to reality.
Luckily have got over that.
Oh, yeah. Especially when the porn's still open.
Right, you're watching fucking midgets and and then you're just like, what the hell?
Muscle Daddy, I'm asking for a friend, but how long do you think it's going to be till you clone your willy?
I'm waiting for the perfect erection. Now, the way my schedule works out is I've got hours to do nothing during the day this week before I have to go to work, so I'll slap it around and see if we can get her there.
Okay. All right. Hopefully it goes well. If it doesn't go well, I can get a silicone refill. You can try again. So we can try again if it doesn't work the first time. I've heard that some people have issues getting it right. So
we'll see. Just remember, everyone, if it looks weird, I have a fucked up cock.
Oh my god. Oh, but anyways, guys, it's been a great episode, but we've got to get the fuck out of here.
It really
has.
But
you all need to know how to get a hold of us. So, Brinks, where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as @BradBrinks. It's Brad and then B-R-I-N-X.
Which I gave you that nickname.
He did give me that nickname.
I was just like, I'm not going to call you by your real name.
You can find me on Facebook, too.
Gross.
Facebook? Seriously? People still use that?
That's for those childless people who aren't millennials.
Goliath, where can we find you besides a buffet?
You son of a bitch, you stole my joke.
As long as it's not a fucking Golden Corral. It would be a barbecue buffet if it was anything. But
you're a classy buffet.
Of course. But I'm on Twitter at RTO Goliath, and I'm also on Instagram at Coaster Eats. Yeah, right. Make the jokes. It's all good. Muscle Daddy, Goliath, where can they find
we
you?
We love your fat ass.
I don't love you, Goliath. You can find me at RTO Muscle Daddy on Twitter. And Dougie, where can we find you in Michigan?
I'm not going to tell you where in Michigan, but I will tell you where online. You can find me at RTO Ducky. What about you, Slater?
And midgetporn.com.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And you can find me on Twitter at RTO Slater. Of course, we have a show Twitter at Ride This One. And we have the Facebook, facebook.com/RideThisOne.
Do you have a MySpace?
Just for Brinks.
We don't have a MySpace, but we should, just to be ironic.
Yeah, we should.
I am going to make us a Friendster, though.
I don't even know what that is.
Whoa.
That was the pre-MySpace MySpace.
Oh my god, you're not even old enough to know what that is. Of course, we also have a phone number. It's 26-RIDE-THIS.
That's 267-433-8477.
8-4-4-7.
It's in the fucking description. Just click on
26
it.
26-RIDE-THIS. Exactly. You know what? Just fucking call or text, motherfuckers. We don't know what we're doing. And of course,
no,
we
don't.
We also have an email, ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. So get a hold of us, follow the show. You know, right now I've only got one response for that, you know, hashtag RTO Park.
What is that again? Explain.
Basically, I want you all to come up with a ride for our Ride This One theme park.
Oh.
What you can theme it after us, one of us individually. Or just generally, come up, send it to us. We're going to send a really good prize out this time. It's not the porn. You're not getting fart fantasies unless you want it. And then I'll definitely not send it to you.
Can they theme it to a guest?
No, you egotistical prick.
Only when you kill Slater and become a host.
Okay.
So
it's not a hard thing to do, guys. Look, I can come up with a fun show this quick. You just put somebody here in a closet with a priest. It's Molest the Ride. There we go.
The only guest you're allowed to theme a ride after would perhaps be M Squared, but I already know that. It's just like a boat ride with no scenery, and then at the end, it's an awkward handjob. So, M Squared the ride.
I thought you were going to have him taste stuff, too. My bad.
Is there sauce involved?
There's no sauce involved. Unless it's mayonnaise on a cracker.
Are you sure that's mayonnaise?
That is not mayonnaise.
But you know what? We gotta go.
We gotta get the fuck out of here, guys.
We do. We gotta go. So you know what, Brinks? Assume the position.
Yes, Daddy.
Fuck this shit. I'm out.
I'm coming for your colon.
Wait for me.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.